when you start understanding yourself and why you do the things that you do, that is when you can have empathy for the past versions of who you were. Because who you were had to happen to help you become who you are today. Welcome to Being Authentically You. I'm your host, Authentically Nina. This is a space where we dive deep into spirituality, human design, energetics, and the magic that life has to offer. Together, we'll explore new ideas, uncover the deeper meaning of life, and help you connect with your true essence. I'm here as a channel to help you activate your inner light so you can fully embrace the unique, beautiful glow that shines within you. Let's journey together toward living a life that's all about being authentically you. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to Being Authentically You, where we go into aspects of human design, different spirituality topics, and gaining wisdom from all things life so we can learn to live out our authentic soul's desires. I'm your host, Nina, and in today's episode, we're diving into the 12 human design profiles. Each profile represents a unique perspective on how a person will experience life, how they interact with others, and how they fulfill their purpose. So grab your chart, a nice drink, and let's dive in. Before we begin, if you don't already have your human design chart, I highly encourage you to grab one, just so you can follow along with yours and anyone else's information you want to know more about. If you don't already have your chart, there is a link in the show notes below where you can grab one for free. Your chart is going to show a ton of valuable information, but today I really want to focus on the profile. Your profile is like this part in a play you get to be, or a costume you get to wear in this life. And I'll cover a bit on the foundational aspects of the profiles, just so you can like better understand their structure and significance. But if you do want to hear more on the profile lines, you can find a link to a previous episode that talks about the profile line information below. The lines start with number one and they go through number six, and they build upon one another. The profiles are created using these numbers to make different variations, which means there are 12 different ways of looking at the world and how the world looks at us with the profile alone. Then when you add in the mix of the energy types, the different authorities, all of the different centers, the different gates, the channels, then you take into consideration of your motivation, the environment, the perspective, and so on. Two people with the same profile may have broad similarities about them, but they're still going to be so incredibly different and have a unique purpose for being here. Human design is the science of differentiation, after all, and it's such a beautiful tool to use and help yourself in so many ways. And I really will be forever grateful for the changes it has brought me and really continues to change my life. Okay, back on topic. So let's talk about the conscious and the unconscious aspects of profiles. Each human design profile is made up of two numbers. The first number represents the conscious aspect of your profile. It's really your personality. It holds traits and tendencies that you are probably more likely to be aware of and express deliberately through your personality, while the second number really represents this unconscious aspect, and it's known as your design. It's shown more through your body. And these are qualities that operate below the surface, but they are still integral to who you are. The first number in your profile is what you are more conscious of. That's how you see the world. And the second number, being that it is more unconscious to you, it is really how the world sees you. And the qualities and the traits of the second line may not be something that you notice about yourself unless someone else has pointed them out to you in the past. This really creates a fascinating weave between your conscious awareness and the unconscious instincts that just really shape how you personally navigate your life. I do want to talk a little bit about how the different lines have harmony within each other. So in human design, the lines of the profile interact in specific ways that create harmony and balance, and certain lines naturally complement one another. So line one, which is the investigator, and line two, which is the opportunist, they both have this great harmony within each other. The investigator seeks a solid foundation of knowledge, which aligns beautifully with the opportunist's ability to build a solid foundation using their networks, their community, and having those networks and community, it allows them to share what they have learned. And together, they create a synergy between like deep understanding and practical application within relationships and communities. The line two, which is the hermit, and line five, which is the heretic, you know, these also have this great harmony within them. The hermit's introspection and natural talents harmonize with the heretic's ability to offer their practical solutions to the world. And these pairings bridge the internal and external realms, allowing both to really thrive. And both the line two and the line five, they hold this projection field upon them. Line two will not be projected on as much as a line five, but it does have that projection element to it. But the line five will ultimately receive way more projections than a line two. The line three, which is the martyr, and the line six, which is the role model, these two also are very harmonious together. The martyr's experiential learning really complements the role model's journey toward wisdom and the guidance that they learn from those first 30 years learning by really being a line three. And their shared focus on growth through experience creates a balanced pathway of trial, error, and eventual mastery. Understanding these harmonies can really deepen your awareness of the profile's potential and how you interact with others who share complementary lines. Human design profiles are also classified based on their karmic orientation. So there are three different types of karma that a profile can fall under. The three different types are the interpersonal, which is a personal karma, a fixed karma profile, and then the transpersonal karma profiles. The interpersonal profiles, which is the personal karma, these profiles really emphasize self-discovery and personal growth. And these profiles include the 1-3, the 1-4, the 2-4, the 2-5, the 3-5, the 3-6, and the 4-6 profiles. The fixed karma profile is the 4-1 profile. It's the only profile that has this fixed karma. And it's really unique in that it has a fixed trajectory, blending really a solid foundation with interpersonal influence in a consistent and structured way. and their path will gently steer them on the journey that they are meant to live out. And two great examples of a 4-1 profile, think Eminem and think Tom Brady. These are two great examples of people who kept getting pushed back onto their path that was really meant for them. And the last type of karma, the transpersonal karma. These profiles focus on relationships and the impact that they have on other people. And these profiles include the 5-1 profile, the 5-2, the 6-2, and the 6-3. Something that really helps me remember which ones are the transpersonal karma profiles. Anytime the profile has a larger number first and a second, and the smaller number is second, that is a transpersonal karma profile. I promise we'll cover a little more on karma and the whole aspect of karma in a future episode, but for now, this is a good foundation just for you to understand. Now let's dive into each profile and explore their strengths, challenges, relationship dynamics, and potential career path ideas. And I do want to mention on the career topic, please understand that there are so many other potential careers that you can have. You know, I can only list so many as I'm thinking of them. So don't think that you are limited in any way to just the few that I list off as I'm thinking of them. Always use your strategy and authority within human design to know what really feels authentic to you in your career paths. So let's start it off with the 1-3 profile. This is the investigator martyr profile, and they're really known for their deep research and experiential learning. The strengths of this profile are they are great investigators and have a strong drive to uncover and understand really complex systems. Martyrs learn through trial and error. The martyr is the line 3, and this really makes them resilient and adaptable. They bring a grounded perspective to situations by integrating all of their research that they do with that line 1 of theirs, and then they combine that with real world experiences. Challenges for the 1-3 could be that they may struggle with self-doubt and feel overwhelmed by the need to validate their findings through experience. Their natural curiosity can sometimes lead to information overload, and they may experience some difficulty knowing when to stop researching and knowing when enough is enough. Some relationship dynamics. In relationships, they really seek for stability and depth. They appreciate partners who value their investigative nature and support their need for personal growth through learning. Some potential career ideas could be a research scientist, investigator, a therapist, or any kind of role involving problem solving through experience and continuous learning. They really excel in environments where they can dive deeply into subjects that they love, and then they can apply that practical knowledge, particularly in fields that require adaptability and perseverance. Next is the 1-4 profile. So the 1-4 is made up of the investigator and the opportunist. And these two really combine deep research with network building skills. So their strengths are that they really excel at gathering foundational knowledge and leveraging their network to create opportunities. Their ability to connect with others really enhances their investigative efforts. Their curiosity is balanced by a natural charisma that attracts the right people and the right resources. Some challenges can be that balancing their need for solitude with the demands of networking can be challenging. They may need to manage their time effectively and avoid relying too heavily on their connections. So relationship dynamics with the 1-4 is that they value relationships that allow for intellectual stimulation and mutual growth. They thrive with partners who encourage their curiosity, and they really respect their occasional need for solitude. Some potential career ideas could be in the consulting field, maybe the academic field, a network strategist, or roles in research and community building. They really thrive in positions where they can use their expertise and connections to drive success, particularly in collaborative and knowledge-sharing environments. Next up is the 2-4 profile, the 2 being the hermit and the 4 being the opportunist. These two really blend their gift of introspection with their social connections. And some strengths with the 2-4 profile being that hermits have a deep inner life and they really bring valuable insights, while the opportunist really helps build strong networks and create opportunities. This combination helps them navigate both personal and professional spheres effectively. Their natural talent often attracts recognition from others, even when they prefer to stay in the background. Some potential challenges could be that they may struggle with balancing their need for solitude with the demands of social interaction. And it's really important for them to manage their energy and time so they don't feel burned out or they don't feel this pressure and need to be social when they really are craving alone time. Some relationship dynamics is that they flourish in relationships where they can maintain independence while also feeling supported by their partner, who really values their introspection and their social contributions. Some potential career ideas could be a writer, an artist, a consultant, or some type of role that allows for independent work and occasional social engagements. They excel in environments where they can work alone, but then also have the ability to connect with others when they choose to be around other people, particularly in creative or strategic roles. The next profile is the 2-5 profile, which the 2 makes up the hermit and the 5 makes up the heretic. And these two combined introspection with a talent for practical problem solving. And some strengths of the 2-5 profile is that they offer unique solutions and insights based on their deep personal reflections. They are innovative and can address challenges with fresh perspectives. Their ability to think independently makes them natural problem solvers and innovators. Some potential challenges for the 2-5 profile could be that they may face difficulties in effectively communicating their ideas and their solutions to other people. And a challenge that they have is really to balance their need for solitude with the demands of sharing their insights. The relationship dynamics for a 2-5 is that they value relationships that allow for mutual respect and space. An ideal partner for a 2-5 profile is that they find a partner who appreciates their individuality and encourages their innovative thinking. Some potential career ideas could be innovators, consultants, creative directors, or roles involving independent work with opportunities that present and implement new ideas. They thrive in positions where they can contribute their unique solutions and lead transformative projects. Next is the 3-5 profile, the 3 being the martyr and the 5 being the heretic. And these two are really known for their experiential learning and innovative problem solving. Some strengths for a 3-5 is that they learn through experience and can offer practical, innovative solutions to problems because they have lived them. Their resilience and adaptability make them valuable contributors, and they're naturally drawn to leadership roles where their hands-on expertise is so valued. Some potential challenges could be that they may struggle with setbacks and feel the need to constantly prove their worth, and their challenge is really to navigate the balance between experimentation and practical application. The relationship dynamics for a 3-5 is that they appreciate partners who support their adventurous spirit and really understand their need for trial and error learning. Trust and patience are key elements in their relationships. Some potential career ideas could be an entrepreneur, an inventor, problem solver, or roles in dynamic environments where they can experiment and offer creative solutions. They really excel in positions where they can apply their hands-on learning and their innovative thinking to drive progress forward. The next profile is the 3-6 profile, the 3 being the martyr and the 6 being the role model. These two together really involve a journey of experiential learning leading to wisdom and guidance. The strengths of a 3-6 profile is that they gain valuable life lessons through their experiences and ultimately serve as role models. Their journey of trial and error enriches their ability to guide and mentor others. Their authenticity and willingness to share their story inspire those around them. Some potential challenges for the 3-6 is that they may face periods of uncertainty and need time to transition from learning to teaching. And their challenge is really to embrace their role as a guide while navigating their own experiences. Relationship dynamics for a 3-6 is that they really seek partners who value their growth journey, and they can provide emotional stability while on that journey. They thrive in relationships that are built on mutual respect and shared goals. Some potential career ideas for a 3-6 are mentors, coaches, educators, or roles where they can share their wisdom and guide others based on their personal experiences. They thrive in positions that allow them to use their experiential knowledge to help others. Next is the 4-1 profile, the 4 being the opportunist and the 1 being the investigator. These two together really blend network building with a strong foundation of knowledge and is unique because it is the only fixed karma profile. Some strengths of the 4-1 is that they excel in creating opportunities through relationships while grounding their efforts in solid research and understanding. They are dependable, they're focused, and often are seen as stabilizing forces in their environments. Some potential challenges for the 4-1 profile is that their fixed nature may make them resistant to change, and they may feel constrained by a predetermined life path. And really learning to balance the adaptability with their fixed trajectory is going to be key for them. Some relationship dynamics for the 4-1 is that they really thrive in relationships where trust and stability are prioritized. Partners who appreciate their steadfastness and intellectual depth will create lasting bonds with them. They often act as a foundation of support for the people that are around them that they love. Some potential career ideas could be a teacher, a researcher, counselor, or roles involving a blend of interpersonal skills and structured, methodical work. They excel in positions where their reliable nature and ability to build strong networks contribute to long-term success. The next profile is the 4-6 profile, the 4 being the opportunist and the 6 being the role model. And these two combined really are all about network building with using the wisdom gained from their life experiences. Some strengths for the 4-6 profile is that they are naturally gifted at building relationships and establishing networks, which really help them influence other people. The role model aspect allows them to impart wisdom and act as a guide while inspiring others through their lived experiences. Some potential challenges could be that they may go through periods of trial and error, especially in the early stages of life, before stepping into their role as a guide. They can also face pressure to maintain the stability of their relationships and networks, especially when their life path feels uncertain. Some relationship dynamics for the 4-6 is that they really thrive in relationships where both partners are invested in growth and mutual respect. Partners who honor their natural wisdom and provide emotional stability will support their long-term growth. They thrive in relationships where both partners are invested in growth and mutual respect. They really seek partners who honor their natural wisdom, and they also are there to provide that emotional stability, and they will also support their long-term growth. Some potential career ideas could be mentors, teachers, network strategists, or roles where they can guide others while utilizing their networks and relationships. They really excel in positions where their interpersonal skills and wisdom can create long-term success and stability. Ladies, if you've been feeling burnt out, drained, or just stuck in the daily grind of life, let me ask you something. What if there was a way to reignite your spark, connect with yourself, maybe even for the first time, and find clarity in what truly lights you up? That's exactly why I created the Clarity Codes free 3-day workshop. In just 3 transformative days, we'll dive into finding your purpose, creating better and deeper connections with the people you have around you that you love, and even yourself, and uncovering what's been blocking you from living the life you deserve. Whether you're frustrated with parenting, feeling lost in relationships, or just searching for more in life, this workshop is designed to help you reset, realign, and rediscover you. It's happening soon, and the best part, it's absolutely free. This is your invitation to step into a space that's empowering, supportive, and packed with tools you can use right away. Spots are limited, so be sure to click on the Clarity Codes free 3-day workshop below to save your seat. You don't want to miss this chance to rewrite your story and start living authentically. This is your first step to creating a life that feels as good as it looks. I can't wait to see you there. Next is the 5-1 profile, the 5 being the heretic and the 1 being the investigator. And these two really blend practical problem solving with a strong need for foundational knowledge. Some strengths for the 5-1 profile are that they are innovative thinkers who bring fresh solutions to the table. They enjoy diving deep into research and developing a strong base of knowledge to support their ideas, and their ability to apply practical insights to real-world problems makes them valuable contributors. They are the people that are really here to challenge the everyday thinking and help you see things differently or to question things so you can bring these new ideas and concepts into the world. Some potential challenges they may face could be that they can be challenged by the need to communicate their innovative ideas clearly to other people. And the tension between wanting to stay grounded in research and needing to present new solutions can really create friction within them. They are often also seen as heroes or these save-the-day type people that can help other people solve their problems. So they can often get caught up in solving the problems of the people around them, but not always solving their own problems. The relationship dynamics for a 5-1 profile is that they really appreciate relationships that allowed for intellectual exploration and mutual respect. And they're really seeking partners who understand and support their innovative, solution-oriented thinking. Some potential career ideas could be an inventor, a consultant, a researcher, or roles where practical problem solving and deep understanding of complex systems are really needed. They thrive in environments where they can research and they can create transformative solutions. The next profile is the 5-2, the 5 being the heretic and the 2 being the hermit. And these two combine really innovative problem solving with introspective insight. And some strengths of the 5-2 is that they are natural innovators with the ability to provide unique solutions to problems. Their hermit side allows them to work quietly and intuitively, often finding answers from deep within. And they're also seen as wise, but they prefer to stay in the background while offering their insights. Some potential challenges could be that they may struggle to share their insights with other people, as their natural preference for solitude can make it difficult to express their ideas. Their challenge is really to learn to communicate their innovative ideas without over-explaining. So learning to communicate their out-of-the-box ideas without over-explaining is really key for a 5-2 profile. The relationship dynamics for a 5-2 is that they need relationships that honor their need for solitude while also providing space for them to share their insights. They really seek a partner who appreciates their quiet wisdom and also allows them to be themselves is truly ideal for a 5-2. Some potential career ideas could be an innovator, consultant, creative strategist, or really a role that combines independent thought with opportunities to share their ideas with the right audience. They excel when their independent ideas can lead to transformative changes. The next profile is the 6-2 profile, the 6 being the role model and the 2 being the hermit. And these two really combine deep life experience with a desire for solitude and introspection. Some strengths of the 6-2 profile is that They gain wisdom through lived experience, and they're really natural role models. Their introspective nature allows them to reflect on these experiences and guide others toward higher understanding. People often look to them for wisdom and mentorship. Some potential challenges for the 6-2 is that they may go through a challenging period of experimentation and trial and error before fully stepping into their role as a mentor. They really have this challenge of balancing their need for solitude with their desire to help others, and this can be really difficult at times. The relationship dynamics for the 6-2 is that they really value relationships built on mutual respect and understanding. They thrive with partners who provide space for introspection while also supporting their role as guides and mentors. Some potential career ideas could be mentors, counselors, educators, or roles where they can share their wisdom and life experiences with other people. They excel when they can provide leadership and mentorship based on their own deep personal journey. Next is the 6-3 profile, the 6 being the role model and the 3 being the martyr. And when these two come together, it really blends wisdom gained from experience with an ongoing journey of trial and error. Some strengths for the 6-3 profile is that they gain profound wisdom through their life experiences, including trial and error. And over time, they become natural role models, offering guidance to others based on their own growth and resilience. Their ability to inspire others through their lived experiences is a gift. Some challenges for the 6-3 profile is that they may face periods of deep reflection where they question their purpose and their path, and their journey may feel like a constant process of learning and relearning, and they can sometimes struggle with the pressure to be a role model before they feel ready. The relationship dynamics for a 6-3 profile is that they really appreciate relationships that provide emotional depth and allow for personal growth. They're seeking partners who can support their evolution while also respecting their need for introspection. Some potential career ideas could be a mentor, a coach, a teacher, or roles where they can lead others based on the lessons they've learned throughout their own life. They really thrive in positions where they can be both students and teachers, so they have the opportunity to share their wisdom with those around them that really need to know that information the most. Understanding your human design profile can really provide valuable insights into your strengths, challenges, and even ideal career paths, but remember, please don't put this into a box of any sort. The career path is really, you know, anything that feels aligned, feels authentic, and when you're using your strategy and authority, when those come together and the right career just feels good or right for you, that's your authentic path. While each profile offers unique qualities that can be leveraged to find fulfillment and success in your personal and professional life, you can also utilize and understand the challenges so you can be aware of potential roadblocks that are going to be in your life. And everyone has challenges, everyone has roadblocks, everyone has limiting beliefs, and that is really the whole purpose of us being here, is to overcome those limiting beliefs that we really are trying to grow from in this lifetime. What are those blocks? What are the challenges, the tests, the lessons that we keep seeing repeated in our life? How can we use those challenges, overcome them, grow from them, and then use that information to teach other people, educate them so they don't have to experience the same hardships, the same lessons, the tests, everything. So they don't have to experience it for themselves. Share that wisdom that you have gained. And from sharing that wisdom, when it feels good and aligned to you, that is when your career will soar. That is when your career will fall into your lap. And you have to be the brave person that chooses to run after that dream of yours that is placed on your heart. When you discover that dream, when you discover that purpose, are you going to be the brave person to bring that into fruition? Are you going to manifest it in your life? Only you can do that for yourself. So with all of that, I really hope this episode has piqued your interest into learning more about your human design and on the 12 different profiles that any person can have. I hope this information provided some wisdom for you to use in your relationships, to understand yourself and to help you understand those close to you more. When we can understand each other, when we can understand ourselves, when you start understanding yourself and why you do the things that you do, that is when you can have empathy for the past versions of who you were. Because who you were had to happen to help you become who you are today. If you enjoyed this episode today, I ask that you please share it with others who might benefit, who might love hearing about this information, or anyone that you feel could benefit from expansion and opening their mind to something different. Don't forget to subscribe for more insights into human design and all things spirituality. Until next time, embrace your profile and continue your journey with intention and awareness. Keep shining your light by being authentically you.